And no, we're in Ridgecrest. I don't know if you were in the room, but I am like laying on my stomach on the bed.
Oh no, I was there, Caleb.
Yes,
We were at the
Caleb.
hotel. We were at the
And he
hotel.
says, and one of my brats yells, "Be still, be still, be still, Mom." I'm like, "What? There's a Jigglypuff on your butt." Okay, let me just go on
He
record.
did.
I don't appreciate that. I don't want a Jigglypuff
I
on
appreciated it.
my booty.
I really appreciated it very much, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, yep, there's a
Not
Jigglypuff on
funny.
her butt, all right.
Wanting.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink-toenail-painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Everybody, this is Holly cutting on at the beginning of the episode really quickly just to let you know, due to some technical difficulties, I neglected to get our recording settings correct. So the editing, I wasn't able to do it as well as I'd like to, but we should be all better next week. So get ready. Episode 48 coming up.
Okay, you know what? We're just going to get into it. Welcome
all right.
to episode 48. Look at us
oh
go.
Oh my gosh, you were hyper.
I listen,
48.
We had technical difficulties, so we're about a half an hour. Oh, we're more than that. About 45 minutes behind schedule. Joni's been patient because things wouldn't open and I had to learn stuff. So anyway, here we are. We're ready.
And I got a squashed finger.
And you squat, her mic fell off and squashed her finger. And we are just, we're doing great, guys. we're doing great. What you got? What you been up to? I mean, you had your first day of school.
I did.
Okay.
I
and you're
did.
Alive. Look at you.
Oh, I know.
Look at you go.
Let me just take a time out for just a minute. I would like to thank the EPA for their requirement to pump 20% of fresh air into this school. I'm glad that that's a law. I'm glad. I'm so glad. Thank you, EPA.
Thanks, EPA.
I'm
have a
all
feeling
for
that's not
fresh
really.
Air. I love fresh air. I love being outside. But this is the South. This is the deep South. You can't pump in fresh air in August.
No, it's not. It's
you're
not fresh.
Pumping in water.
Yeah. Yeah.
My papers are like damp.
I know.
And it's hot. My air conditioning is not cold. It's like a sauna in my room.
I know. And it's going to like, if they put the air on it, it's just going to like form a little cloud in your classroom and just rain right
I mean,
on you.
It is.
It's just
yes.
Gonna,
there is a,
loose.
I'm waiting for the thunder and lightning because it is raining in my classroom.
Oh.
I don't know what is so difficult for the government to realize that one size does not fit all.
Honey. It's the same as in Minnesota. You're just the same. Everybody's the same. We got to be the same. Thank you,
I'm
EPA.
Telling you, my clothes were sticky. I thought, oh, it was terrible. It was terrible.
Oh,
and I got a whole nother month at least of this.
That is
Thank
awful.
You, EPA.
That is awful. I don't like that at all.
Anyway,
yeah.
But yeah, I really don't have a whole lot because I had things to tell when we were like running all over the place.
Yeah.
But I've been sitting in service for a week.
That's right.
There's
So tell
nothing.
Right. In service is when they make the teachers come to school and learn how to do school, right? Kind
well,
of.
Well, and here's the thing. Here's another thing that one size does not fit all because I teach the CTE, which is career technical education. I am not like they call it gen ed, a general education
right.
classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything in service is geared toward gen ed. CTE, we need our own in service.
Yeah, you really do.
We don't do the same things
yeah.
that go on in a regular gen ed classroom.
Well, and you could use that time to get your classroom ready and to maybe talk about your plans for the year with each other. Like, yeah, you could kind of, that would make more sense. That would make more sense. But
okay. I'm just saying.
So, I agree. I agree with you. I think you should just take over the whole school, the whole state, the whole EPA. You should do it all.
No, I don't want it. I know. I don't want it.
No doubt. Just leave us alone. Seriously. Well,
So there's nothing. I mean, I don't have any really good stories. Nobody did anything wackadoodle. The seniors came today. Mm-hmm. You know, and these are 2 days that I hate these first 2 days of school because it's a school routine. It's not your routine. And right. So they're not in my, we're not doing our stuff, but Wednesday that will all come. And
Okay. So, are you now junior class sponsor? Cause you were sophomore last.
Nope.
I was freshman. Last year.
Now I'm sophomore. Okay. So I'm sophomores and they come tomorrow. So I'll have to get them for homeroom and they'll sit there and look at each other because they're going to have to get the freshie. And here's another thing that I disagree with.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure my superintendent cares.
Listen up, Chuck.
Listen, Mikey. No. Mm. Normally they have a day that just the freshmen come. And that's good because they're coming to a whole new school and it's a huge, I mean, we've got 1200 students. And it gives them a day that they tour, without anybody else there.
They find their lockers, they get their stuff situated. Yeah.
I just think that's a good idea. So this year they're not doing that because we've had like one day would be juniors and seniors. The next day would be freshmen. Mm-hmm. The next day would be freshmen and sophomores. And then everybody comes. Well, now it's just juniors and seniors, freshmen and sophomores, and then everybody.
Oh, okay.
You know, and
the freshmen are the ones that need it.
I mean, they're going to be intimidated. There's so much info. I mean, they'll have to do all the tours. Meanwhile, the sophomores are just sitting in, a homeroom looking at each other. It's the most awkward day.
Right. Yeah. Oh, okay.
So anyway.
Well, there you go. The school year has started and too early and I'm against it. And anyway, so there's that.
There it is.
There's that, but you're doing great. Know. So
I'm ready. I actually like it. I like going back. I like routine.
The routine.
I like,
Yep.
Because it's too easy to lay around in my caftan all summer long. And
it really kind of is. No, the routine thing is a good, it always does kind of feel good, but it's just a little early for me. I'm still have summer brain. I can't. But anyway, I don't have to. So there you go.
That's right.
Let's see. What did I do? Oh, I worked on rearranging Avery's room, her room upstairs a little bit, and to kind of make it into more of like a guest room. So when you come, there will be a lovely guest room. I mean, you could have stayed in her room. It was already pretty.
Very pretty. Yes.
She had it pretty, but I got a couple things. I got a used little couch love seat for really cheap. It's like a blue velvet. So I made a little seating area and moved her bed to the other side. Okay. So it's really cozy and really cute. So I took pictures and I'll put that on social media. Oh, and good. I took before pictures.
Look at you. I'm so proud.
Look at me doing it.
I know. I'm so proud.
That's a miracle. So that was kind of fun. So I just sort of added a few things here and there and lots of lights, more lamps and just things we had and a couple new things, but not really, anything super expensive, just a couple little things. So I think it looks really cozy. In fact, I may move in there for a little, if Tim gets on my nerves, I may go up and
I may have to make a St. Louis run.
Yeah. It's super cute. It's got a little high bed, like Mama G, don't fall off and hurt you. You'll have to have a stool to get up in it.
Okay. Did you buy me like little steps to get up there?
No, but I'd have to, cause I don't think you could get up in it.
Gosh.
Eventually
take a running leap.
No, I'm serious. I don't think you can. It's an old bed. It's a beautiful old, but it's the bed from Susan, from Gary and Susan's that was in the little pink bedroom. We called it the pink bedroom. It wasn't even, I don't think there was any pink in it, but the four poster wood and it's a little smaller than a full size.
That's the bed that I slept in when I went there.
Yeah.
I got in it. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're older now.
Oh my gosh.
It's been a while, honey.
Oh.
So I know.
Oh, rude. Throat Punch Thursday is coming.
It's come. Oh. But what I'm going to do is put a queen bed in there. But right now her bed's great and But like eventually, just to make it just a teeny bit bigger. What are you doing? You're making weird fish faces.
It's hurting. This microphone's hurting. Go ahead.
Oh, it's falling apart. Anyway, so I'm going to put a queen bed in there eventually. And she can take her bed or whatever. Anyway, but it's an old bed. It was my mother-in-law's grandma's bed as a little girl. So okay. It's an old, beautiful, it's kind of the trundle underneath it's seen better days and needs a little help. But anyway, so I did that, which was very fun. That always makes me very happy. I need to get into the boys' room on the other side and Thatcher's old room particularly. But I'm scared. There's too much laundry. Hudson has clothes everywhere and I can't face that right now. So,
you know, Saturday I started cleaning and then I just looked and I thought, you know, this is pointless until they go back to college and they're leaving Saturday. So I thought,
oh, okay. Well, you can get back to work.
It's a pool day.
Yeah. Well, you can get back in your work routine. They can get everything crazy and packed up. And then, once they blow out of there, you can assess the damage. I think that's good. I do have a new nighttime routine that I've been doing the last, probably about a week now, half a week to a week at nighttime. I now take my covers off and put my covers on 172,000 times a night.
Yeah. Welcome.
You guys, I am not happy about this. I am not getting sleep. I'm up every night from 3 or 4 till like 5 or 6. And then thankfully I can maybe go back to bed, but I usually can't. But it's just like, and I know they say we're hot and that's fine. Then let me keep the covers off. But then you get cold and you put them on. Literally, it's just me taking the sheet off, taking the cover off, put the sheet back on, put the blanket on over top, like for half the night. And I'm over it. So somebody please help us.
Tracy has sent, she sent us that thing and she's got that blows air.
Right.
Up in,
a fan.
Up in the bed.
But I think I'm going to have the same problem though.
I know, but then do you get cold?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I literally get cold because I've got my fan going, my overhead fan. I didn't even have my other fan on. I went and bought a new fan too because I bought one that's like cuter, like a rotating circle stand fan instead of the big like box fan from 1982 that was in our room. So I did do that, which is great, but I didn't even have that on. And I'm telling you, it's like you get cold and you put the sheet on, you know, you put it and then you're too hot. And then you want just the sheet and then you want the sheet and the blanket and then you want nothing. And then you want, and it's just, it's a full workout is what I'm going to say. It's a full workout and I'm over it. So somebody please let us know what in the world. I don't know that there's anything to be done. If you have a supplement, does somebody have something? Give me some kind of gummy chewy. I've started taking magnesium because I have not been doing that. And I know that's supposed to help with a lot of stuff. So I have started taking that. But other than that, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. So there's that.
Yeah. You know that the black, is it black?
Coache. Uh-huh.
That is supposed to help, but that like raises my blood pressure.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah. No, I thought that was weird. I thought why? Cause all of a sudden my blood pressure just was shooting up. I thought, what is going on here?
Weird.
But then another friend of mine, I thought, okay, what have I done different? And you know, because I don't want to go on medication. So another friend of mine.
Of course,
so
we'd rather not.
Looked at that. I thought, well, I started taking this. Well, I quit taking it and it went down. And another friend of mine said she was taking it. She said, I can't take it. It makes my blood pressure go sky high.
Oh, well,
and I went, okay. So it's not just, I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy.
Well, you are, but that was still correct that raised your blood pressure. I didn't know that. Well, anyway, listeners, people, I know there's moms out there. I know y'all will listen. A friend of mine, who I haven't seen for a few years, actually, Crystal. I want to say hi to Crystal and her daughter, Lily. Cause I just got a text this morning that they listen to our podcast when they're in the car together. And I just went, I was very flattered. It made me very happy. And then I went, oh no. Like I apologized.
People listen.
Well, and I apologized because she's listening with her daughter and I'm like, I don't know. But then she lets me know, my friend Crystal, who it's been too long. Her daughter is 16 now, her baby girl.
Oh,
and she's
okay.
like, so it's fine. I'm like, Lily is not 16. Anyway, last time I saw her, she was tiny.
So I can keep telling my
so
my
we're
jokes.
Fine.
Okay.
We're fine, but I just wanted to give a little shout out that we are helping mothers and daughters bond. We are bridging the generational gap.
Bridging the gap, baby.
Bridge the gap. I don't know. Anyway, that's
so,
that.
Hey, listen, another listener and friend of ours, Michelle, mm-hmm. sent us a little thing about a Ms. Roper bar. Is it bar hop?
Is that who sent that? I saw that and I thought you sent it.
No. It was Michelle. And so it was somewhere in Missouri. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking I've got the caftan. We just need to.
Yeah, it was a Mrs. Roper pub crawl. It was in like Weston, Missouri. I just looked at it today. I apologize if I don't see stuff on Facebook, guys. I'm not on Facebook as much. So sometimes I'm a little behind the times.
Where is Weston?
I don't know.
Okay.
I have no idea. I never heard of it.
That up. Okay.
But I feel like we might, that would be a great place to bestow our presence and find out about that.
That's right.
I can wear my big glasses and a big old head wrap. It'll be great. Oh my gosh. See, it's not just us. I think everyone, it's a thing. We're all, you know, embracing our Mrs. Roper. So, yeah, other than that, the only other big exciting thing is I'm going to DC on Wednesday. So by the time this comes out, this was kind of a last minute. We're going to go see my boy because I can't anymore. I need to go see.
It's time to go.
I got
to
go see my boy.
So are y'all going to do? Do you have any plans for DC?
Not particularly. We literally, Tim bought my ticket on Sunday because Saturday I had a come apart. I had a little mini come apart, not gonna lie, just a mini one. But and Tim was already thinking about going flying up there because he's already traveling for work. So he was like, I'll just, you know, I'll fit that in. And he was going to maybe do that. And that was fine. I was like, that's fine. You know, I'll hang here and with HUD and everything. But I don't know what happened on Saturday. I'm not sure. I think we had talked to him or I don't know what happened. Anyway, I just all of a sudden really got the bad, missing him and need to see him, need to put my eyes on him. He's coming home at the end of August, but I need to see where he is. I need to just get up there. So we're going to go on Wednesday and come back Sunday. So kind of a long weekend, so I'm kind of in the midst of packing and trying to get stuff going, but you know, there's so much to do. And we talked about it a little bit. And we've done a lot of the different things over a few trips there, but the one thing that, you know, you have to realize now we're in such a different world than, you know, back when I went in the 80s with my parent. Now Tim and I have been since then, but you know, like we thought, oh, we haven't done the White House in a long time. Oh, the White House. Well, you have to get a, I don't know if it's like an invitation or a ticket or approval or something from your senator or representative, member of Congress. You have to get some kind of special permission slip from them. And then the ticket, then you have to schedule your visit. It's like months out. It's like sick. It's like,
okay. Yeah.
And I'm like,
that's crazy.
I don't know what's going on. So it's fine. I mean, I understand security. I understand security is different. I for sure understand that.
Have you been through the Holocaust Museum?
No, that's on our list. Have you done that?
Yes. And it is, I don't know how to say this. I loved it, but it was hard. It was so difficult. And halfway through it, I mean, I had to sit down and just cry. But I loved it. You know, I mean, it just was, I don't know.
It's important. I've heard it's very important. Thatcher has not been. So we're kind of, that was one thing too. Yeah. He hasn't done a lot. Since he's been there, he's kind of been working and he said he has not gone to that, and he has heard, as we have too, it's very good. Yeah. So I think that's on our list.
So one of the things, when you first walk in, they have these reels playing, and it's, I guess when our American troops got there, and when I walked in and I just heard and you may not hear this because there's, you know, hours and hours and hours of this, but walked in and they're just kind of shooting the breeze back and forth. And then all of a sudden you hear this guy go, oh, he just stopped in mid-sentence and he went, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my, and that's all he would say over and over and over. And his office commanding officer said, what is wrong? What's going on? And he couldn't answer him. He just kept saying, oh my God. And finally the commanding officer said, Private, I am ordering you. This is an order. You tell me right now what's going on. And he finally just choked up, said, sir, I don't know what we've come across here, but there are mountains of bodies. And you know, and just broke there. And so they have all this reported. And, you know, that was my first thing, my first few steps into the Holocaust Museum. And
yeah, I mean, that's definitely on our list. We probably will try to do that one. And then the other one that I haven't been to that looks really cool is the, I think it's part of the Smithsonian, all that, but I think it's the African American History and Culture. It's a big, really cool building. We walked by it last time we were there. Really interesting architecture. Anyway, and I have not been. I think Thatch said he had been, but he would go again. But that's kind of a newer, I mean, it's not new. I'm sure it's not new anymore, but it looks really cool. So I think that one, Congress is not in session. So, and we've done that, you know, so yeah, we were kind of trying to think. I mean, all the, you know, museums are all the Smithsonian stuff, all that's free. We'll probably, we'll definitely head up to the National Cathedral again, because we really love that. And Thatch has not been up there. So we've got a couple things on our list. And, you know, we'll see. I need to have Tim or myself. I need to talk to our friend David Bridgeforth and see if we can maybe see him for a minute. But we'll see. So what are you playing?
Well, you know, then my phone's ringing. I had to turn my sound back on.
Oh, my word.
Because
and now I messed you up. We're doing great. We're doing great. Anyway, that's it. I'm trying to think what else. Oh, I've got a big, here's big city corner for you. A big city update. Okay. Stuff that maybe doesn't happen in smaller towns. Maybe it does. I don't know. So Tim and I went last Friday to a taco place, a new place we hadn't been to here in town. And it was kind of outside and little and cute and good and all that. And we're in line behind these two gals. And it became very obvious. I don't know. I just call them Instagram gals. They're just little Instagram girls. Delightful little, you know, cute as a bug. And they came out and we ended up, there's only seating outside. And anyway, there was this kind of little outside bar counter, you know, with stools where we sat. And so Tim and I were sitting, and then they come out and they've got all their stuff and they're talking about all, well, we get the picture here and, oh, then we'll take this picture. I mean, they're planning all kinds of content here about this little restaurant, or, you know, they're going to have their pictures and their food pictures, and we need to get these cute drinks, and should we go over there? Cause in the cute drink, they were very talking about all the things they needed to do, which is fine. Excuse me. And we're sitting there and they were going to take a picture. And first of all, I just want to say, Tim is facing them and I'm looking at him. My back is to them. And I'm like, baby, please
do it. Please do it.
Please do it. Please make a face up in that picture. I said, it will, there's nothing more you could do for me that would make me happier than for you to photobomb this little cute picture. And he, I don't know, because they weren't doing it right then. They were really planning and then they did it, and he did. He kind of made just a weird face. You know? And I said, Tim, I swear to you, I said, I'll tell you right now, I don't know these girls. I don't know who they are or what they are, but I've been checking the hashtag of the name of this restaurant on Instagram just to try to see if they hashtag it and I get a picture. Cause I said, if by any chance your face is in a post, I said, I promise you, I will print it up 8x10 and that will go a place of pride in our home. I will hang it in our home. That will make me very happy.
That
so that's
that. Yes.
That's number one. That's part one of the story. So they're doing all this planning stuff and they're on the phone. Someone calls them and it's one of their dads or something. I don't really know. I'm trying not to pay attention, but you're right there. And they're just talking. I mean, they're not trying to be obnoxious, I don't think, but you're just right there. And, excuse me. So something about someone was coming by and he was going to be in his old Bentley. He's got his old convertible Bentley and he's going to stop by one of their dads or something, or a friend or their dad. Someone's dad has an old Bentley. He's going to stop by, blah, blah, blah. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. We'll go see him. Okay. Okay. Well, next thing I know, they've left the table a couple of times. They've left their food on the counter and like gone away and then come back. And then they come back and next thing they're like, they said something to us. How are you going to be here for a little while? And we were still eating. And we said, yeah. She said, well, we're going to leave our stuff here. We got to go. We're going to go meet a friend. And we're like, oh, okay. You know, like I understand, like, listen, I need to run to the bathroom. You know,
right,
could you
right.
watch my food? You know, uh-huh. Just make sure no one, I'm sorry. Perfect. Fine. Absolutely. We got to go meet a friend and we're just going to leave our food. They left their food. I mean, that was covered. They left their drinks, their food. Meanwhile, they're gone. Tim and I are carrying on. Well, meanwhile, the place is starting to get busy and people is tiny. There's not a lot of places to sit.
Right.
And so people are coming up. Is someone sitting there? Are they sitting there? I think they're not. And we're like, they are. I literally at one point said, I think they're doing Instagram-y things. I don't know. Like, I'm like, they're here somewhere. I don't know. So it just cracked me up. Cause I was like, again, thinking they're going to go say hi. Tim and I finish our food. Like we had just started, finish our food, finish our margarita, talk for a little bit. And then we get up and we leave. And then the people that had just tried to sit there, this poor lady has like a broken leg and she needs to sit.
Yeah.
And there's this plates just sitting there. And so we leave and they go in and we walk out and these gals are up at the front of the restaurant. It's kind of a big to do there. There's a bunch of stuff going on up there. There was mariachi music. It was really, that was really very fun. There was a mariachi little band singing and it was fun. This Bentley is pulled back into the front of the restaurant and they are just sitting in it, just talking to the guy, just chatting, taking pictures, doing it.
Oh,
Tim and
gosh.
I leave. We walk by that and I leave and I'm like, you know, I don't want to be ugly, but I hope someone goes over there and just clears their food away. Because they were gone over a half an hour.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And just left their food sitting there and taking up space. And while they were needed to go sit in the car.
And then they'll get mad and have a fit if their food is gone.
Well,
and
I doubt. I mean, I don't really hope it, you know. I'm not trying to be mean, but it was so funny. We walked right by them. I'm like, I hope they see us walking by because, you know, we're done babysitting your table.
Yeah.
We gone.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not babysitting your table for you.
Oh,
thank you very much. I mean, for a minute. Great. Absolutely.
Yes.
You need to use the restroom. I'm by myself, whatever. Oh, absolutely. But they were gone over half an hour and just doing their thing. And that's the big city. That's how we do it here, guys. We just, you got to get on the gram or the talk. They were probably TikTokers.
Do you know what that, you know what that reminds me of a little bit though?
What?
Remember when we were in Black Mountain and your friend Workman was there and I don't know why he was there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. His wife's parents.
They were from,
there
she was from there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we met them for pizza and you and he, y'all took a picture together.
Yes. And you,
it's still,
having just met this person. This is someone I went to high school with. So we weren't close, but we'd kind of, anyway, we were just meeting up for just a visit and to have dinner and stuff. Had never met Joni. Didn't know her from Adam.
Nope.
Eve.
Mm-mm.
And what'd you do, Joni?
So, well, I just kind of photobombed it from, you know, a ways back.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all were getting your picture taken.
And yeah, because he's like, let's take our picture. Here we are.
And I was back by this pole and I just realized that I was like there. Somebody was holding up a camera. And so I just kind of leaned in and made a, very beautiful face, right? In the middle of the two of you.
She looks like they let her out of the facility.
If I can find it
because it comes up every year in my memories on Facebook of you have a memory with David Workman and Joni. And I'm like, I know that's that picture. In fact, it'll be recent because it was summer because we were taking the boys to camp to camp.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. She just looks special.
You have to zoom in though.
Not really. You can see you. You're right there.
We'll post it.
We will. I wrote it down. I made a note to find that special pic. That's a good social media thing. Maybe we'll put it on. Anyway, I don't even know. All right. I've talked a lot. I have one more thing to talk about, but do you have something you want to talk about?
No. Like I said, I don't have any good stories yet.
You've really carried
PLCs
the last
seas and all kinds of, you know, stuff that nobody cares about. So
you've carried the last couple of weeks. You've been having good stories while I've been sitting here like, I don't know what's going on. So I've got, which is one more little thing. And this was a movie. Again, I just, you know, I like to share when this stuff that I saw that Tim and I watched, I don't know when it came out, not maybe a year or two ago. And it's called The Woman King, and it stars the wonderful Viola Davis, who, you know, again, I don't know anything about her personally. I don't know anything about her politics. I'm not doing any of that, so I don't even know. But that lady can act. Anyway, the thing that I wanted to share about this movie, so it's called The Woman King, and it's basically the story is it takes place in this African kingdom tribe, and it's during the slave, slave trading. Thank you. Time. And, it's the story of these elite women warriors of this tribe. There's men warriors too, but this was an elite force of women warriors who kind of devote their lives to doing that. So they don't have families and all that. And how they're trying to protect and do all that because the slave trade is going on. A couple things. First of all, it really talked about the different, like one of the bad guys is another guy from another African tribe who is, you know, again, the practice of selling and trading their prisoners and things like that. So she was speaking out against that and trying to like work with her, the king of her nation and kingdom, and say, you know, everyone does it, but we should not do that. Our people, you know, we should not, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so that was a whole interesting theme. The thing that was very action, a lot of fight scenes, like they are warriors. Here's the thing though, that I just had to share. This is the first movie that I have seen in a long time, maybe ever, where women, female warrior, superhero, whatever category you want to put it in, these were warriors. They weren't superheroes. They were elite warriors, were depicted in a respectful way. And I was that was the best part of the movie for me. The whole thing was very entertaining. Again, it was very good. They did not wear bustiers.
So what you're saying is that their boobies weren't hanging out.
That not a boobie, not a one boobie.
Okay.
Not a one boobie in the whole movie. It was a boobie-free movie. And again, you know, but it just was shot. When they were training and doing their stuff, they had like legit, in fact, they had like, again, not super authentic for the time probably, but they had like little shorts on, like kind of loose shorts. And then like a tunic that covered everything, like something you could actually train to be an elite warrior in. We didn't have any leotards. We didn't have any high boots and high heels. And like you said, the boobies and thong, we didn't have any of that.
Yeah.
They were elite. And I'm telling you what, the actresses that were all those, I mean, I believed it. They were fierce. I was like, and the musculature, like even Viola Davis, like she's got a strong midsection that sticks at like
they core.
they look tough. They look tough. I'm like, they could take you out. They really could. And they did such a good job of just being respectful with that. And even in the scenes where they like put on their armor. Now there were scenes when they did their fighting, they had these kind of, I know I'm talking a lot about their outfits, but it's just not done in Hollywood very much. Like the warriors, they did have kind of it's a bikini top. I'm not going to kind of wrapped. And there was lots of strapless throughout the whole movie. Again, it's an African culture, but right. Everything was cinched down. Nothing was popping out. No, nothing was, you couldn't see a boobie. They were covered and they were cinched down like they ought to be when you're about to kick butt. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So they were like early sports bras. And then the other thing too with that, so that was throughout the whole movie, even the general Viola Davis, when she goes into her more armor, it's not the tunic, it's skimpier, but it just covers everything up. Mm-hmm. And then there was even a scene where some of the women had been captured and were by the slave traders and were going to be sold. And as we know, at that time, the reality, you know, they stripped them, you know, they were very demeaning to them and made them be naked, but you don't see any of that. They didn't take that opportunity to, and I'll use the word titillate. Sorry, Lily. Sorry, everybody. Sorry. But you know, cause it was a very serious thing. And like, if you cheapen it a little bit by kind of making it,
you cheapen it a little bit. You know, I mean,
that's what I'm saying. There was no time. They just showed, you know, from the shoulders up, but you know, again, you're seeing their expression. They're very proud and very, you know, but you're seeing and you're there with them and you're imagining and you know, and you don't need to see.
That's right. You know, the imagination is really more powerful. And it's not even that you're imagining that, you're imagining what they're going through. You
exactly.
Know,
I mean, because the focus was on their faces.
Yeah.
The focus was on them, and you knew exactly. And it was very shit. You felt all that, but you were like, it didn't give any cheap thrills. I don't know how else to say it. So that's just what I'm going to say. It didn't do that, which would have been it would have been real. Yes. But we don't always need to show everything that's real because it can cheapen it. And I was just very pleasantly surprised. So there you go. I guess I'm recommending it. I mean, it's just if you're into that kind of thing. But I was surprised. Very good job, Hollywood.
So that kind of reminded me of a meme, not the movie, but one something that you said that I saw the other day that said, I've never wrestled an alligator. Never wrestled a crocodile.
Yeah.
But I have tried to take off a sweaty sports bra, and I'm pretty sure that's the same thing.
Listen, you're not a woman if you have not gotten stuck in a sports bra at some point in your life, trying to get it off or on, and your shoulder, and you're just stuck, and you literally can't, there's nothing you do. That's not a thing. Just, it's a rite of passage. It's what needs to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
So I have a task for you for tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Well,
sorry, y'all. This is for Tuesday, which will be passed when you hear this, but tomorrow is the National Frozen Custard Day. So I think you need to go to Ted Drew's and get you a concrete.
Oh,
it's a must do
to support as a St. Louisan.
Yes.
I mean, I've got so much to do tomorrow, but Hudson would probably be up for that. Later in the day, he might just be up for that. We might have to make a little Ted Drew's run. For those of you who are not from St. Louis, Ted Drew's is the best, bar none, frozen custard in the world.
Today, I'm declaring as David Settle Day, because today is National Raspberries and Cream Day.
Oh, is it really? We got two really good things on one day.
Okay, so I'm going to give you some National Food Day since this is my job here. Oh my goodness. Coming up on Thursday, if you were listening to us on Thursday, it is National S'mores Day. You need to go make you s'mores. And then let's see. Oh, Saturday is National Gooey Butter Cake. Gooey,
that's
gooey
a St. Louis thing too.
And
the frozen custard and the gooey butter cake are St. Louis things. Okay. All right.
Sunday, National Filet Mignon Day. And Melon Day. So you can go grill out, go grill some steak and, you know, get you a nice watermelon.
Yeah. Make a watermelon mint, like little salad.
Yes. Yep. Yep. And then Monday, next Monday is National Creamsicle Day. And Tuesday is National Lemon Meringue Day.
And these are good. This is a good week, you guys.
I'm telling you.
This is good. S'mores, gooey butter cake, frozen custard, raspberries and cream. Filet mignon. Like, these are like the best.
I know.
Is a really great week. Man. Okay. So you're going
to start that. I'm going to start trying to do that.
Okay. Keep us updated.
National
things.
So, yep. Mm-hmm. So you can plan ahead. You can know what you need to do to properly celebrate.
Right. Right. And that's really fun. You can go to the store with your little people and you can get them all excited and see it's National Melon Day. Did you know? And they'll be like, oh my gosh, Mom, that's so exciting. Uh-huh. Okay. I don't know if that'll happen. They'll be like, leave me alone, Mom. I'm playing my video game. I saw some kids today, no lie, that they were biking. They were outside. They were biking. And they had little helmets on. And I was at a little coffee place real quick while I was doing my errands. But they were looking down at their little devices. So it literally shut down the whole intersection. It was just in a little residential area. So it wasn't like it was a four-way stop, but like no one would go because these kids, you couldn't tell if they were going to go or if they were looking. And it was like the whole place shut down. It was very amusing. Remember,
was it Pokemon Go? Is that what our kids played when they were little?
My kids still play it.
Okay. So let me just say, we are in Ridgecrest.
Do you have Pokemon Go?
And no, we're in Ridgecrest. I don't know if you were in the room, but I am like laying on my stomach on the bed.
Oh no, I was there. Caleb.
Yes. Yes.
We were at the hotel.
He says, and one of my brats yells, be still, be still, be still, Mom. I'm like, what? There's a Jigglypuff on your butt. Okay. Let me just go on record. I don't appreciate that. I don't want a Jigglypuff.
I appreciated it.
My booty.
I really appreciated it very much, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, yep, there's a Jigglypuff on her butt. All right.
Don't talk about Jigglypuffs.
No, it's just rude.
Don't like it.
I know. You guys, anyway, we didn't know was happening.
Yeah. No. All right. Well, okay. Do you want my recipe?
I do.
Think we're there.
Now the rest of the show is you.
Okay. That I can do. So it is peach season. Everybody, our cheerleaders at high school have been selling peaches and they were fantastic. Let me give you a couple of hints about peaches. If you get them and they're hard, let them sit on your counter for about 2 or 3 days because a lot of times when they ship them, they're not quite ripe yet. Okay. So we are going to do a peach chicken.
Oh.
And so you need about 4 or 5 boneless chicken breast, and you were going to get about, I would say a couple of tablespoons of olive oil and, you know, coat your pan in that and put salt and pepper on your chicken and you are going to just heat that up. Your chicken needs to be, if you take your temp, it needs to be 165. So cook it on both sides. It'll probably take, I mean, and if you get those big, thick chicken breasts, like
cut them in half.
Yeah.
Slice them like across the, make them skinnier. Yeah. I do that all the time now. Yeah. Those chicken breasts are like monstrous.
Oh, it's ridiculous. They're not,
I mean, it's
good.
Fine, but it's like you have to cut them.
Yeah.
Across.
Cut them in. So cook them for about 7 minutes per side or so. That should get them to about 165, but you know, that's really important with chicken. So once they're cooked, remove it from your skillet. Set them on a plate, cover it just to keep them warm. But don't clean out your skillet. You're going to add another teaspoon of oil or so, and you're going to add some onion and rosemary in that. Chopped fresh rosemary.
What kind of onions? Just like a sweet white or a yellow?
I prefer the sweet ones.
Yeah. I think with this, a sweet one would be good.
Yep. Mm-hmm. you know, and you're going to cook those till your onions are kind of caramelized. And then you're going to come in and you're going to add some brown sugar, some vinegar, some Dijon mustard.
Oh, we're making a chutney. We're making like a chutney.
Salt and your chopped peaches. You're going to cook that for about 10 minutes until the peaches are soft. Now, back up. Let me give you a hint for your peaches. If you will blanch them real quick, which means you're going to cut a little X in the bottom of your peach, drop it in boiling water for
like
about
gently,
two.
Like gently lower.
Yes,
it.
Gently, well, what a
way to go, yes. Culinary teacher.
Drop it in some boiling water. Don't splash.
Listen, someone's going to do it. They're going to sue you.
Put it in some boiling water
right.
for about yes. 2 minutes and then immediately take it out and drop it in ice water. Mm-hmm. And that will kind of shrink up the peach and your peeling will come right off of that with no problem. Mm. So you don't have to sit there and peel the.
Right.
You
know, yeah. If you don't want to do that, it's worth it just to do that quickly. Yeah. That's a good idea. Right. Now, should these peaches, I feel like these peaches, you don't want to use too ripe of ones for, I feel like. They need to be a little, they need to be not, just, no, it doesn't matter. Is it all going to mush
up? Well,
they
don't want just mushy, mushy. I mean, you don't want it
if it's past ripe, you
to
don't.
Hold.
Okay.
But you don't want them real hard either.
No. But just like that beginning of when they're.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
So then once your peaches are cooked, you're going to kind of just maneuver them around in your skillet and then return your chicken to the skillet and just to warm up and then spoon that sauce. Good. Over the meat and you have one skillet peach chicken.
That sounds really good because the way you've kind of made it like a chutney, like with the brown sugar, the vinegar is going to cut that. And then the rosemary, like it's really going to be a savory, but a sweet, I don't know. You know what I mean? Yeah. It needs that zing.
You know, and I said vinegar, but it's apple cider vinegar is what you're using.
Or red wine. You could probably use red wine vinegar if you had that.
Yeah.
But then the mustard in there, you know what else I bet you could put in there if you wanted, maybe some curry. If you wanted to do like it a curry way, maybe not the rose. I don't know, but that sounds very good. Mm-hmm. I even have some peaches, but I'm not cooking ever again.
Wow.
It's a factor now.
Well, I'm going to cook them tonight, even though I don't want to, just so I can take a picture.
Your family is loving our podcast. I know your family is praising the Lord.
And I did. In a couple of weeks, we're going to do the peach cobbler. Mm. And I had to make that. So
your family is like, yes, Lord. Thank you for this.
Yes,
that-
Lord. Yes. To your will and to your way. Okay.
Hey, all right. She took it back to the 80s, the 70s. Send me that picture too. In fact, I could talk to you offline, but send me any pictures you have of the, because I'm going to start sharing those on social media accounts too, just to, you know, I'm trying to be more consistent on there and trying to plan my week out a little better. And I thought, well, I should definitely share those pictures of the delicious things you're making. Peach chicken. Okay.
All right. I got it. I know it's top three and I got it.
It's your top three.
Top three.
Okay. Here it is. Since it is peach season, Campbell, Missouri peaches.
That's right.
I don't care what anybody says about Georgia peaches.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot beat the peaches out of Campbell, Missouri.
Campbell County. That's exactly right.
I'm telling you, y'all.
I don't know that I want you to tell that. I think we want to keep that a little secret.
I'm going to tell you what.
Listen, when the poop hits the fan and everyone's trying to survive, we don't want people knowing about Missouri
y'all
and all
stay
our fresh
out of
springs.
The boot heel.
Stay out because we'll take you down. We got our peaches.
I'm
we got
serious
our rice.
Though. Listen, you cannot beat watermelons that come out of that Missouri boot heel and the peaches out of Campbell County. Y'all. Okay.
Slap
next
your
thing
mama.
I have. The next thing I have is a step ladder. Of course, I am 5 feet nothing. And
she's not. She's 4'11 and 3/4.
I am not. She's a lies. Okay. So I have to have a ladder for everything. Organization is so hard because you can't reach.
To reach her kitchen cabinets, y'all. Like to reach like the normal cabinet. She has to get her little stool.
But I found, and I do have a little stool, but I found this step ladder. It is very lightweight and it has 4 steps that go up, but it also has handles.
Oh, we need the railing handles. Yes, ma'am.
I am just telling you, I like the railing handles.
Yes, because especially I get
when
dizzy.
I'm carrying stuff. Mm. Well, when I've got like an armful of something, I at least have one hand that I can, you know, hang on to.
That's anyway, very important. That's a good one.
That's a good one. Okay. And the next thing for all you teachers out there, I have a Fox planner that I am really liking.
Fox?
Fox.
Okay.
A Fox planner.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I mean, you put stickers all over. It's like going back to kindergarten. I get to my little sticky book, my little sticker book.
She gets,
you can put stickers on it.
She just wants to play with her little stickers.
I do.
It makes, if that's what you like, it definitely makes it a happier thing for sure.
You know, and I thought this is so stupid, but I love the, you know, I loved my little sticker books, but for some reason I was thinking, I guess all the back to school stuff. I remember getting like, you know, book satchels. We didn't have backpacks then. We had book satchels.
Book bags. They were called book bags. Yeah. Yes. Satchel. Yes. We had little handles and we just carried them.
Yes. Little handles. And I loved, and I thanked my mother the other day. I said, Mama, do you remember that purple and green book satchel I had? I loved it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mama.
I loved my purple and green.
That was the big color combo too. I had a purple one too. I had a purple like quilted kind of.
Mine had two little pockets in front. Mine wasn't quilted, but it had two pockets in front.
Oh.
Loved it. I wish I still had my purple and green.
It was sweet that you told your mama, thank you for getting you that purple and green book bag.
Well, I'm sure I didn't thank her then, you know. But
well, maybe you did, but
I loved it. She needed to know that I loved it.
That it made a big impression in your life.
It made a difference in my life.
It made a difference. You made a difference.
Put my little handwriting pad down in it.
Yes. Oh, and all our little pencils and our crayons.
My little fat pencils.
Oh my gosh, you guys. School supply shopping. We're not going to talk about it yet because I'm depressed about the whole situation. So.
Oh my gosh. By the time you catch up, I'm already going to be like in the middle of tailgate season.
It's absolutely true, but I'm sorry. When Target and all them start putting stuff out in the beginning of July, it depresses me. It depresses all the children. It's depressing. I know you have to get stuff. I know the schools put their lists out.
Well, they have
but
to.
But I go to get like, I Listen. Know, but we didn't have to in the day. Back in the day, I went to Spicer's. I went to the Spicer's Five and Dime and I got all my stuff and we were fine.
Your Trapper Keeper.
I got my Trapper Keeper.
But they have to because next week Halloween stuff comes out.
What I'm saying.
I swear.
Christmas
I swear.
Is out of, Christmas is out of Hobby Lobby.
No.
But Hobby Lobby.
Now I get that because.
I do too. I'm fine.
Because if you're making stuff.
I agree.
That's the point of the hobby.
I give Hobby Lobby has special dispensation. But what I'm saying is when I go into the Target in July, beginning in mid-July, and the whole outdoor home and garden section is gone. It's gone. And I mean, it's fine. I'm really buying.
I still need a pool
gone.
Noodle. No, I still need pool noodles.
No, you can't have a pool noodle. You can't have any of that stuff. We are now have notebooks and all the stuff. There's no more outdoor fun. And it's depressing. Yeah. And I don't even have a kid in school like that anymore. And it depresses me. And then I see these mamas and I see their little kids. And I'm like, if I was a kid and you took me to school supply shop right after 4th of July.
Yes. No.
I was at camp. Like, what are you doing?
Yes. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. That's all I'm going to say. It's fine. I know we're old. I know times are different. I understand.
All right. Well, I got to go cook my peach chicken. So you guys should
Okay. All right. Did you all hear that disrespect? Did you hear that disrespect?
Look.
I just need you to know that the football practices have started and the posts have started up. SEC, all the stuff, all the smack talk has started.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just getting ready. Okay. That's all I'm saying about
that. All right.
All right. We will talk to you guys next week. Thanks for joining us. And guys, share this with people. You know what? Stick it on your little Instagram or whatever. You know, we post little teasers and trailers and things and share with your people. They might like us.
You know what? Do you know what one saggy boob said to the other?
What?
We need some support or people think we're nuts. We need some support, y'all.
Y'all, I have.
Speaking of support, we also like to thank Optimus Media for support.
I can't speak right now. Lily, I'm so sorry. Crystal, I'm sorry.
Have fun explaining that one to Sarah Tracy.
Okay. All right. I will talk to you later. Goodbye, cornbread.
See you, corn dog.
I am an IT genius.
Evidently, we're not intended to record today.
We are.
My microphone just fell off the stand. Oh. Can't even reach it. I'm sitting here holding it in my hand now, and it squashed my finger.
So sorry. We're having a hard time. I had to uninstall the whole stupid app. Like, it just wouldn't even... Anyway, but you know what? Well, you look it up. You figure out how to do it and reinstalled. And it's
you. I'm so proud of you learning over. You're over 30. You know, there are studies that say after mid 30s, you quit learning.
But that's not true. That's not true. Well, who says that?
Intentionally learning. I mean, like you quit picking up new habits and new activities and new.
Really? Yeah. After 30?
After mid 30s. Yeah.
That's not true. I learned to do all
just
kinds
telling
of
you
I what those the studies are say. Those studies are crap.